In our first reading today, we heard of Elijah and Elisha and all the many gifts God bestowed upon them, full of power. The power to proclaim the good news and have people convert. The power to stop rain from falling from the sky, to bring fire down from the sky, to raise the dead, and Elisha in particular, to never be afraid or intimidated by anyone. God bestows these gifts and many, many of these gifts upon us today, whenever he wills it. 2 days ago at Mass Hysteria, during Mass, we focused on another gift of the Lord he gives us, that when we receive the Eucharist, he gives us his heart, and we can love with his heart, an even greater power than those we heard in our first reading. Today, I want to focus on one more power even greater than that. In the first chapter of the Gospel of John, it says that those who receive Jesus receive power to become children of God. And that word power there can be translated also as authority or right. It's written as an adoption process. Those who receive Jesus are able to be adopted as God's sons and daughters. Because without Jesus and what he did for us, we cannot call God Father. That'd be as if a duck or an ant would call us Mom, Dad. We're not even the same thing, not even close. We're so completely different natures than God. For us to become his sons and daughters, he had to send his son to us. And Jesus, the divine Son of God, became man, so that man might become God and become sons of God. Not only that, did he have to become one of us, because of our sins, because of how we broke our friendship relationship with God, he then had to die in our place. And then Jesus rose from the dead, and in doing that, broke the rupture between God the Father and us, became friends with God again, actually became his sons. And the whole plan, the whole time was this: Jesus' death and resurrection, so God the Father might call us his sons and daughters in the Son of Jesus. The night before Jesus died, he prayed to God the Father, "Father, you love them even as you love me." The plan the whole time was that we might become one with Jesus. That when God the Father looks at Jesus and looks at us, he sees the same person. That he actually, amazingly, the Father loves us with the same love with which he loves Jesus. Because he just gives himself totally. He doesn't hold back ever. And that's what happens at Mass. Every Mass we come to, from the point the bread and wine is consecrated into the body and blood of Christ, the rest of the Eucharistic prayer, we are there. We are there on Calvary when Jesus dies for us. We are there in the garden when Jesus rises from the dead for us. We are there at the adoption process, and it costs the Father a lot. But we actually get to be there when the Lord purchased us back so we might become his sons and daughters. At every Mass, we get to go and be there again as Jesus offers himself so that we might be sons in him. And then after that, after we glorify the Father, we pray, we hear in our gospel today, we pray the Our Father. We pray the Our Father every day, I pray. But this is the place where it makes the most sense, where it fits the most. Because it's there when we pray the Our Father, we're rejoicing and thanking God for what he just did for us, that we were there, we made it possible for us to call him Father. So now we stand and rejoice and cry out, Our Father, now that we can say that because of what Christ did for us. Pope Benedict XVI said that Jesus gave us Our Father, but he actually gave us another prayer that is even more the prayer of the Christian than the Our Father, the Eucharistic prayer. And the Our Father fits in that. So today, let us pray to our Father that he might give us this day our daily bread.